In some communities, Facebook is still the only place to get information, but not without a fight. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. One of the reasons it's so hard to quit Facebook is that it's actually really essential for information, support, and connection. That's especially true in small rural communities where local news is mostly happening on Facebook. And people are turning to the platform as a resource for information about COVID-19. But KUNC's Adam Reyes reports from Colorado that in groups that were meant to keep people updated, divisiveness is creeping in.
Like many school districts across the country, Morgan County, Colorado, has been working on a plan for the fall. So, some parents in the rural county have been turning to a more than 5,900-member Facebook group to get and share information. This is exactly what Christy Spots Cobley had in mind when she created the group in 2012.
I kept thinking we need a place where the community can go and find information.
Many posts are from people asking questions or sharing information about COVID-19 restrictions, local politics, and community resources. The local paper that covers the county's biggest city used to have 4 reporters, but now it shares just 1 full-time reporter with another paper.
Out here in rural America, sometimes we don't get information as fast as they do in our urban counterparts.
That's Nathan Trout. He works on his family's farm near the town of Wiggins and primarily uses Facebook groups to buy or sell farm equipment, but he sees a broader value in them.
So I think it's really important that we need to open up all mediums of communication so that way we as rural citizens know what's going on in our rural communities.
These groups can provide a platform that wasn't available before. Roberto Gallardo has helped rural areas take advantage of social media as director of the Purdue University Center for Regional Development.
If you use it properly, you can convey valuable information. You can really, truly have discussion and discourse that helps.
He says there are also downsides, and Morgan County Facebook group administrator Cobley is seeing those now with COVID-19.
I think there's so much anger.
Before the pandemic, she says the Facebook group remained fairly civil. Now, a small number of posts provoke dozens of argumentative, vulgar comments, some with misleading or false information. Cobley was a hands-off moderator before the pandemic, but now...
I think it was time I need to get control back over of the group.
In March, she posted some ground rules. That's a vital part of moderating community-based social media, says Jeremy Lipschultz. He's a professor at the University of Nebraska-Omaha who researches social media.
I think if you're honest and transparent and you keep your audience in mind and you're fair with everybody, as fair as you can be, you're not going to make everybody happy, but I think it'll work fairly well over time.
The moderating rules for the Morgan County Facebook group seem to help, but Cobley still has weeks where she doesn't even want to look at the group. And yet...
I think it will always be around one way or another. It's not something I will ever shut down.
Still, in mid-July, Cobley had to crack down on threads about mask-wearing requirements that devolved into arguments laced with profanities.
That's KUNC's Adam Reyes from Colorado. And now for some related links. It's hard to get numbers on how many people are joining new Facebook groups during this pandemic, but lots of stories from all over the country and the world point to people gathering to figure out how to deal with school reopening, teachers getting together to share tips for remote learning, small businesses creating support networks for each other, and, sadly, stories of groups devolving into such toxic discourse that their moderators close them down. I will say, I opened Facebook for the first time in over a year to try to search around and get a sense of how many community groups there might be, how many people are in them, a little light research. And I did almost immediately find a page in my area that had some updated information about my county and how some restrictions on hair salons had recently been eased. And now I have hope I might be able to get a haircut soon. So that was actually kind of helpful, although I did not read any of the comments. The thing that's frustrating is that although Facebook makes it easy to create groups and you can kind of assume, sadly, that most people are on it, this is literally what the internet started as, a series of forums and chat groups and bulletin boards. It's what people have done online since online began. And in some ways, the great lie about Facebook is that you can't do this anywhere else. Have the groups, Dump the engagement algorithms and the hyper-targeted ads, and you know what you've got? The World Wide Web. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.